got a lot of units at the moment. £60,000 turnover, that's a huge business really that you've got now.
When I started, I written my goals down. I wrote the goal 10 essays by the end of the year. I got that in 6 months.
How much are you making roughly?
Monthly turnover is around about 60,000. Half of that's profit.
Damn, bro.
Got to keep persistent. Persistence is the key. It's £30,000 a month. It's no joke, is it?
When you have to convince an agent to work with you, it's quite difficult getting your foot in the door. But once you've got one agent that sees it, then they'll start picking up the phone and saying, oh, we've got another landlord, and they'll start bringing you loads of deals.
One of my studios is bringing back £2,000 profit, and I've never thought that was possible. Now I'm doing it.
Asim, welcome to Winners on a Wednesday, brother. You've grown and scaled your portfolio super quick. You know, you went from like what, one inherited property, a couple of things that you've done in Pakistan, to now you're controlling £6 million worth of property.
Yeah, last year's been crazy. It's changed my life, you know. I've had a lot on. It's been a journey, but it's been fun at the same time. I've learned a lot.
When you came to the crash course, the £1 crash course, I think if I remember rightly, you were like a bit skeptical and a bit unsure.
I come twice. Yeah, skeptical was an understatement, you know. Firstly, I doubted the whole process. I thought, you know, it's too good to be true, this, that, and the other. I come first time. And I just didn't have enough time to go into it and start putting things into practice. So I'll come again second time. I thought, you know, well, let's just do this.
Yeah,
get onto it, you know, action. So yeah, it's been crazy.
And you've done in 5 months, you've taken on how many properties in 5 months?
Well, 11. We've got a few more. So we're in the 6 month now. So I've got about 13. Two in process at the moment.
Do you ever just like pinch yourself and think like, what the heck?
Crazy. I look at the numbers now thinking, wow. I haven't even had time to, you know, proper concentrate on the numbers and do the back end stuff. But
and it's funny because now as well, obviously we, you know, we get to know each other a bit and you've been doing some mentoring and things like that. But if there's someone that's new, that's just starting out, like now you're that person that's saying to them, like, oh, do this and systemize it this way. And now, you know, and it's crazy to think that when you first came to the crash course, you were the person at the back of the room thinking, nah, man, I'm not sure about this. And now you're actually helping others and putting people up.
So just in the last week, I sourced one property out from one of my landlords out of my patch. So I sourced it out, helping them bring it up. They've just had a 6 round booking just yesterday. I helped another academy member, Matt, who was finding it hard to close the deal. He was finding the deal. So I just went down there, bam, just closed it.
And he shouted you out for that because he'd been banging his head off brick wall for a few months. He kept saying to me like, man, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? So no, I appreciate that.
So I just went and closed it for him. And you know, when he gets that up and running, I'll be helping him for the process as well.
That's so cool.
It's, it's about giving back.
Where is your patch?
East London and Essex.
Okay. And that's where you live?
That's where I live as well,
So talk to me about, I mean, right now, how much are you making roughly in revenue or in profit every month?
Monthly turnover is around about 60,000.
60 grand?
Yeah, 60,000. Yeah.
60,000 a month?
Yeah, from the 12 properties. And
damn, bro.
Half of that's profit, so clean profit.
So you're making about 30 grand a month?
Yeah, just under.
Mate, respect for that. That's insane. That's like an annual salary.
Yeah.
In a month.
That's right, yeah.
What's your, to talk to me through your business model. What's your model?
So we do rent to service accommodation, whereby we get properties off the landlords on rent. So I'm not owning nothing. I'm getting it off rent. And we charge super rent, nightly rates. So for example, one of my studios, which was my first one, I pay the landlord like £1,000 a month, bang on, and £100 a night. You know, it's bringing back £2,500, £3,000, £2,000 profit, take out the bills. So, that's just on one studio.
And it's quite a simple business model, really, isn't it? I mean, of course, there's a lot to running a business. There's all the nitty gritty, but the basic premise is then you're renting properties from landlords, giving them the rent that they want.
Yeah.
Long-term leases, but then you're getting permission from the landlord and making sure the property is suitable to rent it out on a nightly basis.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy system. I've never thought that was possible when I was looking. Now I'm doing it.
What did you think when I first talked about that strategy and talked about the money you could make?
I didn't believe it.
Did you not?
No, I didn't believe it. I thought, it can't be done. But now I'm here. I'm doing it myself. So
That's incredible.
And it benefits everybody. You know, the landlord's happy. Their property's at the highest. And we actually push the value up of the property because it's not like a normal tenant where they, you know, wreck the properties or whatnot. We keep it to, we have to keep it to a good standard. Otherwise, our business model wouldn't work. Mm. I wouldn't be getting, you know, reviews and when we put it on the platforms. So, yeah, it works. Everyone's happy.
And it has to work for the landlord. And I think that it's a great, there's a lot of landlords that don't like the concept. And you'll say to them, we want to rent it. We're then going to be renting it out on short stay lets. And there's quite a lot of landlords, maybe you've not found this, but generally that are like, no, 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 we don't want to do that. We've heard that before. We're not interested. Where do you think that skepticism or that those objections, where does that come from the landlords?
I think it's just a lack of knowledge and they don't see the value in it. You've got to make them understand what the business is about. And when they see your portfolio, now it's a lot easier for me because I've got a lot. When they see my photos and stuff, what I do, and I've got reviews from landlords as well. They change their mind on things.
Yeah.
So I understand where they come from because some landlords we've had, they've had tenants and they've wrecked the properties and whatnot, and they're so negative, they think, you know, and they don't like people coming in and out of the property so much. Like we have check-ins and check-outs. Yeah. You have to help them understand how it benefits them.
What are the advantages to the landlord renting it to you and getting their rent from your company versus renting it to a normal tenant?
Well, we give guaranteed rent. We keep the property up to a very high standard and they get their, you know, guaranteed rent on the date.
Yeah.
With the current market, we've actually been giving them more than the rental value.
Right.
So about £100-200 over because we can afford to do that.
Yeah.
It's a couple of nights for us. So, and you know, that's how you turn them around and make them understand that this business is beneficial.
So you're giving them more money. Mm. You're giving them a longer lease.
Yeah.
You're giving them guaranteed rent. And sometimes people say, how can you as a new company guarantee the rent? Well, you can guarantee the rent with a contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you don't pay the rent and you're a normal tenant,
yeah,
it's very difficult for the landlord to get you out.
Yeah.
But if you don't pay the rent as a company with a commercial lease agreement, they can get you out in 21 days.
Yeah, 21 days we're out. So when they think about that and we give them the contract, you know, nine times out of 10, I've had success rate.
And you can show them, look, here's some properties that we've taken on before. Yeah. We're actually going to be improving your property. We're going to be keeping it done to a really high standard. The people coming in and coming out is good because it means that every few days, we've got an inspection on the property. Cleaners in there, your property's going to be kept to perfect standard. We won't leave a hair on the bed. You're going to get full rent and even maybe a little bit more. So it's a kind of a no-brainer really from the landlord's perspective.
Yeah.
Did you face a lot of rejection when you first started?
Yeah, obviously, because I didn't, the first couple, a few times we did have rejection, but when you show them the value and they see you as a person, how you come across,
yeah,
I think you can, you know, I've had a few landlords that's come back to me now that rejected me in the past, so they do come around to it,
yeah,
and once they understand the business model, they think, yeah, this will work,
yeah.
So yeah,
what deals are you currently working on? I know you've got a couple of lease options that you're in negotiations.
Yeah, I've got a couple of lease options that come afterwards. So I'm doing rent to a service accommodation. So all my rent to rents, so two of them, I see the landlord struggling and he wanted to offload his portfolio. So I pitched a lease option to him and he's interested.
Nice.
That's two of the landlords. So that's going through.
What do you say then to a landlord? So let's say, and how are you finding these deals? Like when you're finding these properties, are you finding them on Rightmove? Are you going on Gumtree? Are they off market? How are you finding these landlords?
I'm in a position where now the landlords and the agents are coming to me.
That's a good position to be in.
That's a very good
position. And that happens quite quickly.
Yeah, that happens quite quickly because they've seen the value.
Yeah.
So initially it was Gumtree, Open Rent, Rightmove, going out to agents, you know, calling, going there. But right now I'm in a position where landlords are coming to me. I haven't done that for a long time now.
You've not had to cold call or
no?
They're just coming to you.
It's coming to me. I've got landlord agents with portfolios and slowly we're just taking them on.
What would you say the breakdown is in percentage to the landlords where you've got landlord direct versus agents going through agents?
50-50 really.
Yeah.
50-50.
I found that with agents that when you have to convince an agent to work with you and you show them your business model, we do company lets, this is how it works, it's quite difficult getting your foot in the door. But once you've got one agent that sees it and it becomes a proven thing, then they'll start picking up the phone and saying, oh, we've got another landlord, we've got another landlord, and they'll start bringing you loads of deals.
Yeah, so so one of my first projects was I took on 3 units in one.
Yeah,
it's like a whole block in Essex. And that was through an agent. And they were very skeptical first. But now he's got a list of properties to give to me. It's like he's going out of his way. He's like a saucer. You know, I'll give him a little fee. He just keeps coming back. So it's a good position to be in right now.
Talk to me about the management side of things. You've got a lot of units at the moment. £60,000 turnover. That's a huge business, really, that you've got now. How are you managing the portfolio? Do you have staff? Do you manage it yourself? Do you have freelancers? How does that work?
Yeah, systemization and organization is key to scale up fast. We have a cleaning and staging team. We have a maintenance manager. I've decided admin staff because I need my back end sorted out and all my finances and rest of it. I'm just out there networking and finding properties and doing the viewings myself. There's certain things that I can't outsource. But like you say, outsource everything. So that's where I'm going. And, you know, thankfully, we got off to a good start. You know, I've worked on the relationships with the landlords and the guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still living off those contacts to this day. Yeah. So
what was the hardest thing in the beginning? Like when you were first at that £1 crash course?
Wow.
What was the biggest challenge?
I started in November. So it's nearly been a year. And I got my first property in April 2nd. And it's all on my Instagram. The whole story is there. And it was overthinking, procrastination, and like, how am I going to do this? I'm thinking about the websites. Like, I'm thinking about small things that were kind of, they needed, but kind of irrelevant. I wasn't taking action. As soon as I started taking action, the day I started taking action, I got 3 flats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What did you think when you got that first deal and you got 3 in 1? Yeah. Like, how did you feel about that?
I was still a bit scared. I was skeptical still, like, but because obviously I've paid money for the academy. I've done that investment. I've just taken on a property now. I'm like £20,000 down.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking at that point, wow. So we set it up. We set the first one up. But once that first booking come through, £3,000, when it's not even ready yet, that's it. It was just free for all. It's like a snowball effect after that.
Yeah. How important do you think it is? Because I know you've made a lot of good friends like Teshi and many people on the academy. How important is it having people around you kind of doing the same thing?
Couldn't have done it without them. I mean, you know, the network, especially in the academy with yourselves and stuff, the support. I wouldn't have known none of this. The strategies, all I knew was straight, single it. The education, the network, the support. If I pick up a phone call to the twins, Gavin and Mitch, you know, get advice, anybody, Billy, King. So when I wanted a lease option agreement, I gave Billy a call. And we know he's the king of like lease options. Yeah, so yeah. How do I pitch it?
Yeah.
One phone call. It's that easy. Like, how wouldn't, if I never had him there, if I had a network with networked, I wouldn't have known none of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very helpful and it's key. It's key to, you know, are scaling up.
What did your family think when you said you were getting into property?
You didn't tell them?
No,
I didn't tell them. I just done my thing. I mean, you know, the easy going is, you know, but I had to do it. I'm at a point in my life where I had to make certain moves and, you know, I just done it. I didn't tell them at all.
So when did they find out?
They found out when I started calling them to help me out. I got a property, like mum, I didn't tell her. So, you know, come and help me out, clean the property and stuff like that. Yeah, so now they got to know what's happening.
What do they think now of what you've achieved?
They love it. They love it. They enjoy it. They enjoy the process, you know.
Where does your drive come from? Because clearly, I mean, you might see you and think, oh, you're chilled out, you know, relaxed. And you are, but you must have a crazy work ethic to be able to have achieved so fast what you've achieved. And you must have a lot of fire in your belly driving you.
I've got, you know, you've got to keep the goals high. You've got to keep pushing those goals. For me, I want to make a generational wealth. I want to free my time. I'm working full time. I've got charities going on. I've got other things going on. So for me, this was about making my income passive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so once that's passive, I can give time to other things and, you know, do things that I want to do. And like you say, I want to be able to wake up after I want to be able to wake up. What did you say?
I want to wake up when you finish sleeping.
Yeah, not when my alarm wakes me up. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so I want to be in that kind of situation. So we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Yeah, I'm still grafting.
What do you do on the charity side? Because I know you've done a lot of water projects.
Yeah, stuff. Since 2016, when it comes to Ramadan, I start collecting money for water wells because the water shortage around Africans, like Far East, it's crazy. So it's something that I've always been involved in charity. So I collect money and we build whatever collecting that month. We build water wells. So up until now, I've been involved in about 100 water wells.
That's awesome.
In Africa and Asia. So,
yeah. Nah, good for you, man.
Yeah. So,
and that gives you a reason as well, doesn't it? Why to work hard. I know you've sold a few deals, I think, as well.
Yeah, I've sold two deals.
Yeah.
I've sold two deals. They weren't in my patch, and it's from my own landlords that are coming to me, approaching me.
Sure.
And,
Was that easy to sell, or was it hard? Easy. How did you sell them? Talk me through the process of selling a deal.
I just called up, put it on the academy chat, called up on a few people. I sold it within a day. Yeah. It was such a good deal in Watford. It's a 5-bed house, nicely done up. You know, we helped.
How much you make though? How much you charge for a source?
£3,000.
And you do that a couple of times.
Yeah.
So you made about $6,000.
Yeah.
But still, that's like half the academy money back.
Yeah.
How did you feel just after joining the academy? Did you feel like a sense of relief, like I'm in now, or were you still skeptical even after you joined?
Mixed reactions, because with me, it was more about time. It was how am I going to have time to do this?
Yeah.
I took a few months off work for other reasons, which helped me study and, you know, learn all the whole process, get compliances and stuff in order. And it still took a few months of thinking and finding and this and that. It was a hard, you know, you've got to keep persistent.
Yeah.
Persistence is key. You've got to keep trying. Something will give. Yeah. And, you know, that breakthrough will come. And when it comes, and I knew when that breakthrough comes, I'm not good. There's no stopping me.
Yeah.
And then my first deal, I got three apartments straight away. And you said in the WhatsApp group, when it rains, let it pour.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting it happen.
It's so true, because there's a lot of people that get a few deals and they might be making a couple. How much do you make off of those three deals?
We make £8,000 profit on those three deals.
£8,000. Yeah. A lot of people would almost semi-retire off of that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, okay, I've got my fast pound sorted. I've got £8,000 a month coming in. Now let me go straight to development and straight to this. Or now let me just retire. I said to you, when it rains,
let it pour, man. Yeah, yeah.
Take the most of the fact that you've got, cool, that's your momentum. Keep going, going, hard. And you definitely took that to heart.
Yeah, definitely. That, you know, that plays in my mind every other day. I'm thinking, you know what, I do think about other strategies and I will go into that strategy. But while it's raining, let it pour.
Yeah. How important is compliance though? Because I know you said you spent a little bit of time making sure you were compliant, going through the different areas, understanding the rules, legislation. How important is that in rent to rent?
100%. You've got to be fully compliant. It gives you that sense of security that you're backed up. Contracts, compliances, they're very important.
Yeah.
If you don't have them in order, you know, anything can happen.
You can. And the government will make an example of you as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you're not doing it legitimately.
Mm, that's right, yeah.
What's been the biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge, time.
Yeah.
For me. Personally, finding that time to actually go ahead with this business was a big challenge, especially if I've got so much going on in life.
Personally speaking, you've had a lot of stuff. I know your dad passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, dad passed away a couple of years ago, and that actually changed my mindset fully. Before that, you know, I'm in a good job. I'm a manager. I control about 60 people, but it's a job. You know, it's still a job. I still have to answer someone. I still have to wake up on time. And, you know, I want to be able to do what I want to do and when I want to do it.
Why did that change when your dad passed?
When dad passed, I'm the oldest, the siblings. And when dad passed, I felt I've had to step in his shoes.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot more responsibility taking care of my mom, the rest of the family. And I needed time to do that. So me being at work, it just didn't cut it anymore. Although I was content before that, you know, £55,000-£60,000 salary, it's not bad for a job, you know, going off 2-3 holidays a year. But now I need to think about the rest of the family and create that generational wealth and make everybody comfortable.
Are the family doing property now as well?
No, not yet. Not at the moment.
They will be. Why make 60 grand a year when you can do 60 grand in a month?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, why? I'm the kind of guy that was like I'll show you rather than talk about it. So if they see me do it, they will be influenced. You know, my brothers are asking me already. So where I can, they will slot in.
And I think confidence, in my experience, confidence comes from knowledge, and confidence comes from actually results.
Yeah.
When you get your first deal and you see the cash flow coming in,
Your
confidence shoots up, and then obviously you're going to perform better.
Yeah. You just got to take that and just slide with it. Just got to keep going, and that's what we've done.
How did you justify investing so much into yourself before you started growing your portfolio? How did you justify that decision?
I've had to. It's education. I've had to pay. You know, you've got to pay for your education. You can get educated, but to have like the academy, we've got mentors in place. We've got the network. We've got yourself to have. And it just makes everything easier. Once I thought of that, and I thought, yeah, this is the right place, this is the right environment to be in. You've got to be in that environment and to succeed. If your environment is winners, you're going to win.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, you've got more chances of winning. You just got to take action. And, you know, you've made it so easy for us. I mean, all the contracts in place, I've got them on my phone. I could, you know, just like send a contract there and then. Normally, on a normal circumstance, where would I find that contract? Where would I go to a solicitor? Where do I, you know, we've got everything on the portals.
Yeah. So, and when you work hard at the same time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Have you had any nightmare guests or nightmare properties?
I've had a wreckage.
Tell me about it. What happened?
In my apartment, she was a guest. She was there for a month. She paid me £3,000. And when she left, the place was a wreck. I mean, she's broken everything. And on top of that, left us a bad review on Airbnb.
Damn, why?
I don't know what it was. I don't know why she, like, you know, I keep relationships good with everyone, and she was good, but I don't know.
How did you deal with that?
She left a bad review. She flew off. She was from another country. She flew off, and we told her this is the situation. And we just went through Airbnb. So we're protected in that sense. We got paid back all the damages. Her review got taken off. So it was all good at the end.
Nice. So
got the maintenance guy going, fix it all up.
And Airbnb just reimbursed you for everything?
Reimbursed me for everything.
That's good.
That was like, we turned it around in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Luckily, that's why having your teams is very important. So the cleaning team, the maintenance team. Otherwise, if I didn't have that, I'd be doing it myself. And that's enough, you know.
But that'll put a lot of people off. Some people not even try because they're worried about a horror story happening.
Yeah.
But there's always solutions.
Yeah, there's always solutions. It's how you deal with it. It's the mindset. It's how you deal with problems. You're always going to get problems. Like you say, you're always going to have problems. How you deal with them.
Yeah.
You've got to be a problem solver.
Where and how did you choose the locations? Because you're in Essex, right? So
that took me ages in the beginning. Like, I was thinking, I'm in London. East London, Canary Wharf's like 10 minutes away from me. That was my patch. That was my initial patch. Then I'm thinking about the 90-day rule. I'm procrastinating on that. That took ages, this, that. And then the rental prices. So I thought, let me just go outside of London. So my first units were just outside the M25. Unproven area. You know, all the website, AirDNA wasn't, but I just went for it. I just thought, you know what, how wrong can I get? It's in the middle of the high street. There's a station 5 minutes walk away that goes straight into central London. Just took the chance and
Do you think some people spend so much time overthinking things like their area?
That was me.
And then they don't get anything done.
Yeah, it's true. And time just goes. You gotta be fast. Since I got my first break in, you know, April 2nd. I've just been relentless, non-stop, just take it on.
And also, you never know 100%, even if the area is tried and tested, you never know 100% how it's going to go and how many bookings you're going to get until you just do it.
So as long as
you've got a break clause in place, as long as you don't put way too much money into the deal that you can't get back, as long as you structure it properly and safely and sensibly, and you set it up in such a way whereby even if it goes terribly wrong, I'm not going to really lose much money.
Yeah. You've got to think about worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Think about worst case scenario and work your way out from this. So, like you say, break clauses in the contract are very important for me. I would put 6 months and a year. So if even if it doesn't work, worst case scenario, 6 months later, you can give the property back. Yeah, just start from the worst case scenario and work your way upwards.
Yeah.
So you're protected.
How do you furnish the properties? Do you lease them? Do you buy them? Or do you take properties?
One of my first properties was in Hertfordshire, which I actually got sourced. And I spent so much money in there. It was my first one.
Yeah.
I bought, you know, like a sofa for £400, which I could have picked up £35 later on, I realized on Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that. That was in the beginning. I spent a lot of money. But now we got companies that come and deliver everything. Because, we're in that position where like, I just want to be hands off. So paying that little bit extra, we pick what we want. Beds, furniture, TVs from one company, and they just come and deliver it on the day or the next day.
Nice. How do you work out how much profit you're going to be able to make in a deal, or how do you work out if a deal is good or bad? Because I'm sure there's some properties that you come across whereby the landlord's up for it, it seems great, but you do the numbers and you think, oh, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah, there has been properties like that, but then you got to check the market. The rental, we try reducing. I haggle everything down, you know.
Unless you know you're going to make a fortune, then you'll pay extra.
Yeah. And then you check the nightly rates of what's going on around the area. London. You can't go much wrong. And especially right now, there's so much demand. Because what's happened is we've worked out that the hotels are fully booked with people that are homeless and that are looking for accommodation. So there is a market there. So most of the hotels around London and around are with people that are looking for temporary accommodation. So where do people go that come for like two night stays or for a holiday or visiting? They're going to come to us.
Yeah. Have you had any tenants that have not paid or any guests that have not paid and have refused to go?
No.
I haven't had that?
No, nothing yet. No, we're protected like that.
What would you do if they did? If a guest refused to pay?
If a guest guests refused, we'd have to. I don't know when that comes.
You'd probably pick up the phone, book a mentoring call.
Yeah, that's it. Pick up a phone call, book a mentoring, get some advice from the academy, get somebody, you know, get them out somehow.
Get them out easy. I've had it.
Yeah. So we've not had that yet.
Because the thing is, as a tenant, it's much harder. But as a guest with your business model, if they don't pay, it's the same as if you're at a hotel. If you're at a hotel and you don't pay, they'll just kick you out straight away.
Yeah, there's no reason why they shouldn't, you know, we get the money beforehand anyway.
Yeah, you charge up front.
Yeah, so, and the other thing is you've got to keep a good relationship with everyone.
Yeah.
I'll keep a good relationship with not only my landlords and agents, with also the guest, every single guest. The first guests that come in, I'm still talking to this day. Yeah, it's just relationships, how you build them.
Paying attention.
Yeah, and they're the ones that are going to leave you a review. I think today should be very close to becoming a super host. I just got a message.
So your super host title is coming real soon.
Yeah, so I need one more review. But I've got a couple of bookings before, in the next few days.
So one more review and you're super host?
Yeah.
That's obviously a big deal to you. How will it feel when you become super host?
Wow, that's a celebration just there.
That's a celebration. Yeah, are you going to be at the awards night Saturday?
I will be at the awards.
What advice would you give to yourself from a year ago when you were just sort of looking into this and you were skeptical? And
Move faster. Just don't think too much. And just, you know, if the numbers add up and your risk is low, just go for it at the beginning. Yeah. That's it. Just move fast. Like I'm moving now. But
how's life changed in the last year?
Life's still hectic in terms of finance. Yeah. I'm more, you know, it's £30,000 a month. It's no joke, is it?
What are you doing with that? Are you whacking it away? Are you investing into property?
Reinvesting. I mean, we're putting £10,000 aside for bigger projects.
Yeah.
So I'll be looking at BRRs and stuff like that. We're taking a percentage of wage in, but most of it we're reinvesting and just scaling up as much as I can scale up to. Targets, £100,000 a month.
That sounds realistic considering you're turning over 60 already.
Yeah. When I started in January, I wrote my goals down like I wrote my goal 10 essays by the end of the year. I got that in 6 months.
Well, huge respect to what you've done. It's been a real pleasure working with you. I'm excited about seeing the progress over the coming months and years, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love. Cheers.